Stargazer time. Our weekly look at what's happening in the massive universe around our tiny planet, plus what we can look for in our dark island skies. And as usual, we're tapping into the expertise of Christopher Phillips, who is on the line now. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What do you have for us this week?
Hey, Dave, it's good to be here. So this week, stargazers, look out for Venus in the morning sky when it rises in the east at 5 a.m. Also, look out for Saturn in the westerly evening sky after sunset. This week, the moon will be passing through its first quarter phase, meaning, of course, that our skies will get brighter towards week 10.
This week, we're digging into new information about an exploration that's not too far from Earth compared to the stuff we were talking about last week.
Yeah, after all the news stories of gravitational waves and exoplanets and far-out happenings in the universe, it's easy to forget about some of the incredible explorations that are going on right here in the solar system, specifically that of the Mars Curiosity mission. It's been over 5 years since Curiosity landed on Mars, and ever since then, it has been constantly on the move, exploring the incredible Martian landscape.
They've been sending back some really cool images recently.
It has. Curiosity has been beaming back some of its cosmic postcards, and what's really quite awesome is just how much some of these images remind me of the Earth. Some of these images even show Martian weather. Weather on Mars. Isn't that fantastic?
So snow, rain, there are people shoveling, they have the plows. What exactly are you seeing there?
Okay, so it's not quite Earth-like weather, but we are seeing clouds and dust and even something that looks like mist or fog.
These rovers, how is it powered and how long can it continue to work?
Well, Curiosity has a plutonium power source. It's nuclear powered, so in theory, it could run until that runs out, maybe, I don't know, 100 or so years. But in reality, it's more likely that mechanical failure will end the mission.
Right.
Like something breaking, like the wheels or the drills or something like that.
I get it. Makes total sense. And what's the next step for this mission that could go on for way past our lifetimes, considering they don't if they don't break a wheel on it?
Well, it may be possible that ancient microbial life on Mars has left behind signs for us to find. And scientists suspect that Martian rocks rich in metal may show some of those signs. So that's what Curiosity will be going after next.
And Christopher has sent along some images to go with this report. You can see them at hawaiipublicradio.org. It's Christopher Phillips. Thank you.
Welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. We'll catch you next week for Stargazer.